Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so happy to be here with you this afternoon. Let me tell you a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, the reason that I'm here, and it's not just Nothing But Good News Radio, I also host a magazine which is called Nothing But Good News Magazine. And the reason that I'm here is because my promise, my commitment to you is to bring you real information, information that's going to make a difference in your life every single day. I've been doing this for about 8 years. And my team and I are always out there searching for folks that are going to bring us some amazing, amazing things. I'm very excited about our guest today and what they are doing. But before we get to the guest today, I want to share with you a G-note. Well, what's a G-note? A G-note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply says, "Dear friend, in the uncertainty is the freedom to have the knowing that you can create the life that you want." Yes, it is so true. It's in the uncertainty. It's understanding what it is that you want to create, building belief about that, and staying focused on that. You don't have to know how things are going to happen, but what you really have to do is you absolutely have to know what it is that you want to create. And so we talk lots of ways that you can find the way to uncover your vision and uncover what it is that you want in your life. Now, I mentioned that I also publish Nothing But Good News Magazine, and our newest issue just came out this week. So what I'd like you to do is go to my website, candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Go to candyg.com, and right there on the front page, you'll see the newest issue of the magazine. And I will tell you, there are some absolutely, absolutely extraordinary articles and ads and some really, really, really great things inside this magazine. And this particular issue talks a lot about the power of a vision, and it also, the theme of this issue is having dreams come true. And you will read some incredible stories about some incredible folks and the things that they've been able to manifest, and the things that they have been able to do is just truly amazing. I promise you that this issue will absolutely, absolutely inspire you in the biggest way. Absolutely inspire you in the biggest way. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you some of the things that we've got going on in this issue while we're waiting for our guests today. But here we have a wonderful article called "The Vision, the Courage, and the Tools to Change," by a gentleman who built his company. It's been built for 40 years, and he started with $400. And today, he's the primary cargo carrier to the Caribbean and South America. You can hear it's an amazing story called "The Vision, the Courage, and the Tools to Change." And we'll also find out about finding life satisfaction and inspiration from helping others. Three myths about the mind. I will tell you, if you've never heard of Majaya Sati Bhagavita, she is an amazing woman, absolutely amazing woman. The Elusive Balancing Act, your work life, personal life, how to make your dreams come true, and changing lives through the power of the pen, and some incredible, incredible things, including some real fundamentals, accurate and timely financial information. All of this stuff is inside this issue of Nothing But Good News Magazine. So what I'd like you to do is I would like you to go to the website, and I would like you to go ahead and just download that and read it, because there are some amazing, amazing things that are going on in there. Now, I'm still waiting for my guests, and so as we wait for my guests, if anybody has a question, you certainly, certainly can give me a call, 305-541-2350, 305-541-2350, and we're going to be talking with Women and Wishes today, 305-541-2350, and we're going to check real quick and see where our guests are. We're going to talk a little bit about Women and Wishes and what they are all about. So, and as I said here, Nothing But Good News Magazine, and the reason that, and the radio, you know, the reason that we do what we do is because in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. And the foundational principles here are based on truth in media, but just truth in life, which is the basis for everything we do. The magazine, the radio, the webinars, the blogs, the online presence, and in all of the work that we deliver, we are dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I've been here on the air for about 8 years, and we've got some pretty extraordinary things that have happened because of Nothing But Good News, and also the work that I do out in the workplace. I'm author, speaker, trainer, coach. I have a signature program called The Vision Program, and I'm very excited to say that because of the work that we, that means my team and I, have been doing in the workplace, we've had an opportunity to be part of a wonderful film that is coming out in December called The Journey. So I encourage you to go to CandyG.com, and right there on that front page of that website, you can watch and listen to a trailer of The Journey. It's The Journey. It's really pretty exciting, some of the things that are going on. So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and say welcome to Women in Wishes. Welcome. Do I have Kelly with me?
Hi, yes, you do. Thank you so much for having us on the show today.
I'm so happy to have you. Who else do I have with you, or do I have no one else with you yet?
We have our whole board with us today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's great. Well, you know, Kelly, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about your story and what brought you to Women in Wishes. And I want to know exactly if you can explain what Women in Wishes is.
Okay. It all started probably about 8 years ago. I went through my bump in the road, life transition, going through a divorce. And at the time I went through it, I had a group of friends that were all going through the same, very similar situations, and I was a typical person who, unfortunately, my story was that my husband, you know, was a typical type of, cut me off of everything the minute I said I wanted to divorce. So I had not worked in a long time, and I started looking for ways that I can have some type of any government assistance, if there was any help I can get out there till I got through my situation, because a divorce just doesn't happen in a month or two. It was a year and a half for me. And I started researching and realizing that there was no government assistance whatsoever out there for the middle class. If you own anything, if you own a car, you do not qualify. So I was talking with my friends, and I said, you know what, when I get through all of this, I'm going to try to make sure that no other women and children ever have to go through what I went through and what my friends went through.
And I really applaud you for that. And we're going to learn more about this in great detail. You hear that music? That means we're going to head off to commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I am so happy to be here with Women in Wishes. And this is such an important issue. We really need to talk about this today. So we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey there, South Florida and the world. You know, we've documented that we have listeners in 125 countries, which is pretty exciting. And I want to let you know that if you have any questions for me or Kelly or anybody else that that is speaking today, you certainly can give us a call here at 305-541-2350, or you can send your questions to me on Facebook, because I will be checking my Facebook while we're on the air. And I did get a Facebook question just before we put Kelly on. I was talking about the upcoming movie, The Journey, which I'm so proud of. And you can, again, you can check out the trailer on my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Great folks, Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Vic Johnson, Marie Diamond, some great, great, great folks are in this movie, but more than that, has a great message and a story to tell. And the question is, when is the movie coming out? It is coming out in December. I will keep you posted. So, Kelly, before we went to the commercial break, and you were talking about this bump in the road, and you said something that was very interesting. You said, many of my friends were going through a similar thing at the same time. Why do you believe that that is going on, and that it's so, I don't want to say it's easy, but that there's potentially an epidemic of one partner leaving another partner out in the cold, so to speak?
Honestly, from everything that talking to people and talking to women, I really feel like the family values, getting back to the basics of what family and marriage and is all about. Especially in the South Florida area, with people being so transit, it's just they don't have that family values anymore, where, you know, you're committed to a relationship and having your children and the traditional family just isn't there anymore.
I hear that, and working as hard as we can to make sure that we teach folks about values and family, because I think that's a piece that can be very, very missing. And I hear you loud and clear. So as you worked through your own tough times, then you decided that you were going to create something that was going to make a difference for others.
Yes, and that's where we came up with Women and Wishes. And it's not just for divorced women. We have helped all types of situations. That's why I call it the life transition, because we all have a transition at one time in our life, whether it be a medical problem, a job loss, a divorce situation like I went through, anything that would be a bump in the road. It could be as simple as a woman who's working full-time, who has four children, and her van breaks down, and she's working full-time, but she lives paycheck to paycheck, and she cannot afford to fix her van, and so now she's taking public transportation in the morning, in the afternoon, and we grant wishes like that. We get the car fixed so she can get back on her feet and go about her life and be a productive person in the community.
And so how do folks find you, and how do you decide who it is that you help and don't help? How's this work?
Well, we have a website called womenandwishes.org that we have wishes that you go on, and you can fill out a form on there. And we have Jane Vitale, who is our wish ambassador. We grant wishes very quickly. She checks that website every day. That's the other really great thing about our organization, is we have a small board and we're a small organization, and we grant wishes immediately. When you write in, we contact you within a few days, and we sit down and decide. Basically, you cannot be getting any type of government assistance. That's why you would not qualify. If you call in and you meet the criteria and you're not getting any government assistance, then we really try to sit down and see what we can do for you. And it's not always monetary. We have attorneys. We have psychologists. gynecologists, all types of professionals in the community. They were in partnership with us to help grant the wishes, because it's not just about the money. When they come to us, they might, their self-esteem might be very low, and they need a little bit of help in that way, because it's not just about we give them the money and then go on your way. We're really trying to get them through, transition through to getting in there in a healthier place in their life.
And so how long have you been doing this Women in Wishes?
We actually are going on 3 years old.
And so tell me some of the wishes that you've granted that have really said this means everything to me.
We've done everything from, well, we granted, like I said, with the van. We've had women who may be going through medical problems, cancer, different things. They have to take off work to go through chemo or whatever they're going through. They get behind a couple months on their bills. We've done that. We've actually reached out to the community. Furniture, if someone calls us, we reach out to the furniture companies. City Furniture has reached out and furnished a woman's home who the husband left and took all the furniture. FPNL, you know, anything from water bills, the FPNL bills, sometimes mortgage payments. The one thing about us is we are a small organization, so our wishes are basically average about $1,000 a wish, because we are so small and we have so many wishes. That's why we're really trying to get out in the community and get the partner, have partnerships and get the dollars in so we can help women with even bigger wishes.
And so on an average, how many wishes do you get a week or a month? People saying, here, I need help.
I would say five wishes. We have money to grant wishes. A lot of times, a lot of the calls that we get are on the website, they just don't qualify, or their wish is so huge that we direct them to other places that can help them better.
Right. So is there, what can you tell? You've gone through your own transition, your own time of change, and you had what you called a bump in the road. What were ways, and like, what's some information you can share with the listening audience, as opposed to just saying, if you need help, you know, ask us for a wish. But what are some things that you can share with the listening audience that helped you get through your own bump in the road?
Well, I talk to women all the time, and the first thing I tell them is to, if they're self-esteem or whatever they're going through, I tell them keeping a journal is important. Exercising makes you feel much better. Support system with your friends and family. If you have any type of a church that you belong to get back into that. If you got away from it, get back into it, because all of those things put together is the best advice I can give to anybody who went through this situation, who's going through something, is to, I know it's hard to keep a journal, but once you get started and you get all of those emotions out of you, I remember crying on page after page and didn't even know what I was even writing half of the time, but when I got finished, I'd go to sleep and wake up, and it was a brand new day the next day, and I felt so much better, and even if I walked around the block once, it helped me tremendously. Things like that are what you need to do, the basics, and you got to get back to the basics.
You know, and I think I'm going to toss in there, if you don't mind, is holding the belief that things will work out. Because if you do, I know they will. And sometimes those things that are really hard, I know that they're there to help us reveal ourselves to ourselves so that we can grow and become more. Is that what you feel happened to you with this situation?
Absolutely. And one of the really neat things is, I don't know if anyone's ever, I've just, something that, another transition I'm going through right now myself, but I just was given, I don't know if you heard the when they came out with The Secret, and now they have the... That book, I have it on audio, and I listen to it, and it's all about staying positive. And I know that there's some negativity out there. Whatever you're going through, you might feel negative, but stay positive. And when you think positive and you feel love, positive things will happen in your life.
And, oh, I so know this is the truth. I will tell you, Kelly, this is what I live and breathe and teach every single day. And what you may not know is through a series of circumstances 18 years ago, everything I had was made to go away. And so I understand that bump in the road, but I also understand what it means to have support and being able to put one foot in front of the other and to continue to see a bright, beautiful, positive future, because the truth is it's always there, even if it doesn't look so and even if it doesn't seem so. It's extraordinary, the organization that you have, and I'm very anxious. Are we going to hear from some of the other board members today?
Absolutely. I'm going to put you on with Marion Applegate. She's our Vice President of Women and Wishes.
Okay. And Marion, are you there?
Yes, I am. Candy, hi. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. And so why did you get involved in this
organization? Well, it's near and dear to my heart. Kelly and I were actually next-door neighbors, and we used to confide in each other, and she went through the bump in the road, and I went through a bump in the road, and she said, this is something I'd really like to do, and I said, I'm with you. And we started several years, way before the 3 years, in the making, and around the kitchen table. And now we have a board of about 7 or 8 people, and we have a wish ambassador. We have different media. We have people that have stepped up to the plate. I think it's important to tell you that we have absolutely no employees. We are totally volunteers and donation-based, and which is difficult in this economic time.
But it's but I also believe that when you're doing good works will come back to you. You know, the life that we live is truly a holographic universe, and what we put out is what we get in return. And so I know that being able to say, here's a need, and then I want to step in and fill this need, that there's a place that is called, that is a place that is called a commanded blessing, and you will be rewarded in kind. People don't do good works for the rewards, but the rewards will be there. I promise you so, because I know.
I have no doubt, and that is really why we do this, why everyone on the board does it. It's from their heart and from their love. The only reason I mentioned it is we would love donations and corporate sponsors.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that stuff before the end of the show. Don't you worry. But you hear that music? That means we're gonna head off to another commercial break. Mary, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. This is Nothing But Good News Radio.
Help shipping. Amerijet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerijet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to our wonderful ladies from Women and Wishes, I want to let you know about an event. It is tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 28th, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. It is a global teleclass that I will be teaching, and it's called The Alchemy of a Vision. There are continual alchemical responses happening inside your brain on a 24/7 basis, all centered around how you think and feel. I have spent the last 30-plus years learning how to crack the code of understanding to exactly how this works. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, I will give you an hour packed full of content that will really teach you about how change that lasts and understanding your brain continues to attract things you don't want and why that is. And I will teach you rules of neuroscience that can eliminate self-defeating thoughts and teach you how this holographic universe really works, because I said I've been studying this for 3+ decades. So if you're interested in attending, I know we have somewhere around 800 attendees right now. The best place to go is just go to my Facebook page, Candy G, or email me and I will send you a link, CandyG@CandyG.com, CandyG.com, and take that hour and give that hour to yourself as a gift to yourself, because it's going to be a great, great event with a lot of great information. You know, and Marion, back to you. And we know in this time that it really is about, if you're a nonprofit, you've really got to take a look at ways to make money and get donations. What are the ways that you do that currently?
We have two signature fundraisers a year. We have an event in the spring that we call Diamonds and Dudes, and we basically honor 4 to 5 men that have given back to women and children in the community, and it's a lovely event. We just finished, actually, Saturday, our second event, which was a tea, and we do an afternoon tea, and we have silent auction, we have sponsors, we have donations, and we have a fun time, and we have a beautiful event, and it finished Saturday. So those are our two signature events. And then, of course, we're always talking with different corporations and businesses in the community, and we reach out, and they respond. We also have some monthly socials, which is basically a networking and a little information about us, and it's awareness.
Right. All right. That's awesome. So what's the bigger vision? Where do you see Women in Wishes going? What would you like to see happen?
At this moment, I'm going to turn you over to Elaine, and she's going to give you some insight on all of that. Thank you very much, Candy.
All right. Thank you, Marion.
Hi, Candy. This is Elaine Simmons. Thank you so much for having us on. I'm the new marketing PR chair for Women in Wishes. And I indicated that I'd like to talk about this segment of where we see Women in Wishes going for the future. That's I know awesome. Kelly talked a little bit about the fact that the wishes right now are very, very small. And that's only due to the fact that our funding at the moment is very, very small, because we depend on corporate and individuals and our little socials that we have in order to bring money in for those, in order to grant the wishes that we have. At the moment, to reiterate what Kelly said, we do have money to make to grant wishes, and we have to grant wishes. All of the money needs to be gone by the end of the year. But what we see right now as granting very small wishes, in the future, we would like to be able to grant a wish, like, say, a lady whose daughter would love to go to college, and there's no way that she can send her, even though she's making too much money to qualify for a government subsidy, she's not making enough to send her child to college. So we would like to grant a scholarship for that. We'd also like to be able to grant scholarships for women who've always wanted to go back to school, and they don't have the funding. And if they took off to go to school, then that means that their family might fall through the cracks of missing payments and stuff, so we'd like to assist with that. So in the future, we'd like to see Women in Wishes get to the point where there is no wish that would be too large that we cannot grant.
How do you see yourself moving forward?
Well, we see ourselves moving forward. This is the first step, and I couldn't say thank you enough to you, Candy. This is our first step on the air to get the knowledge and the awareness of Women in Wishes out there. We'd like to be able to, first of all, in order for people to get to know all about us, we have to let them know. And even though our socials, we do a little advertising on Facebook and through other media outlets, we'd like to use medias like yours to be able to get the word out, to let people know that we do assist for two reasons. One, we'd like them to know, because we'd like women to know that they don't have to go through life challenges alone, that we are here to help them. I know from personal experience that it has been so difficult for me these last 2 years, and if I didn't come across Women in Wishes to be able to just have somebody to lean on, because when you're in a certain place in your life, it's hard to, it's sad that we have to say this, but we do build up a little pride. Well, we don't want people to know what it is that we're going through. But we, if we have a confidential place where we feel safe enough to bear that, then we would go, and that's what Women in Wishes does. And so we want to be able to get the awareness out that Women in Wishes, that we're here for you, that we're here to help you to go through some of the most difficult times, that times that are so difficult to you that you don't even feel like you have family or friends that you can discuss them with.
And so, you know, donations are always something that is greatly appreciated. But beyond donations, what other kind of help are you looking for your organization?
Well, beyond donations, because like Kelly said, that we do offer other services to the women, because it's not always money they need. We're looking for people that would work for us and offer their services pro bono. We have, at the moment, we have a lady that would come and give, say, for instance, you're moving into your new home after you've gone through your divorce and might just want some advice on how to decorate, do your interior decorating. We have services like that that is we would offer. We have women that have need to go to a gynecologist, and we have people that would offer that service, or going through a foreclosure. We have accountants. We have a lot of different people that just offer their services to us, and we're always looking for somebody. It doesn't have to be a lifetime commitment. It could be, say, we're going to give you 50 hours a year or 20 hours a year of our service to your organization, so that we can be a source and a help that you can count on. So anybody that has a service that would like to donate to us, we'll be able to do that. We are in need of writers. Like, we would like to be able to participate in government grants, even though the women that we cater to does not qualify for any government subsidies. Our organization, as a nonprofit organization, we can qualify for grants. So we're looking for somebody to volunteer some time as a grant writer. So if any of your listening audiences out there, please call us or go to our website and contact us at www.womenandwishes.org. And again, that's womenandwishes.org if you are a grant writer. But any other service, anything that you have, we won't turn down anything, because there's always somebody that needs somebody or something.
You know, I think it's so amazing what you all are doing, because the truth is that when you are, and you said it, when you're at that spot in your life and you want somebody to turn to, and it's very hard when people don't understand the position that you're in, and you've got friends and you've got family and you don't want to, quote unquote, share your burden, and you're not sure how people will understand, but to have a non-judgmental pair of ears or a pair of hands to just give you a hug, to just say, hey, we understand, and not only that, we've been there, and here are some things that you can do, or here are some things that we can help you do. I mean, it's really pretty extraordinary, I think, what you all are doing.
Yes,
really
it is.
Extraordinary.
And you know what, that we have, it's amazing that you mentioned hugs. We have, I think, one of the biggest huggers on our board. Her name is Jane, and she meets personally with everybody that has made a request. And we call her our wish ambassador. And if we have time now or in the next segment, that I'd like for her to say a few words just on a quick review of the process of having a wish grant. Would that be
all
okay?
Right. Absolutely. Is Jane right there?
Jane's right here. One more.
All right.
Hi,
Jane. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We truly appreciate this.
You know, you're welcome. Hey, you know what? The truth is, that's what this radio show is about. The radio show isn't about me. It's I started this show as a way to communicate the good stuff out there that for folks that needed to hear it. And there's lots of good stuff to share. And so you're just a part of what it is that we're doing here. So tell me a little bit about your role.
My role is the person that reaches out to the women that have contacted us, whether it be through our website, which is our primarily the way we would like that to be, but a lot of times the ladies get to us through another, maybe a friend told them about us and the friend will phone. I try to get back to these ladies as quickly as possible. And what I do is I listen to them. We all need that, you know, and especially when you're going through a horribly private, trying, scary time in your life, you're looking for somebody to just hear you. And what I try to do is get back to them and explain to them that we are not social workers. We are just a group of women who care. And we would like to help them as much as we possibly can. And many times, it's really just listening to them. And they start figuring out the direction that they need to go faster and faster than they had thought about in their own private mind. If it is a situation that it's a monetary, we handle that. No money is transacted here. It is always through a, whether it be that they need food, a gift certificate is given. If they're looking for food and yet they need more than we can give, I direct them to websites that we work with so that there are other organizations that are out there that can help them as well. The ladies are so happy to have somebody to talk to that's not judging them, that they know that they can peacefully, safely have a conversation and it goes nowhere else. And what we try to do is put those pieces back together for them before they become a statistic and help them out the best we possibly can and as quickly as we can, because so many times they're feeling like they're out there drifting on a very small boat in a very big sea.
And it's scary for folks. Very scary. So here's a question I have for you, Jane. With these women that you talk to and you become so intimately involved with and you know their stories and you watch them grow and move forward through whatever this challenging time in their life might be, what are some of the things that you've seen that you could share with the listening audience? Let's say somebody is out there listening today, and they're listening to the show, and they're going, oh, this is me. This is absolutely me, and I'm scared, and life is tough, and I'm not sure what my next step is. Having witnessed all these women move through the process, what are words of encouragement that you could share with someone right now?
I tell them to believe in themselves. Find a space in their heart and connect with whatever power they know is out there. Connect spiritually with something. Hold on. Give us a call. Let us have a conversation with you. We might be able to help you in a road that you haven't thought about, help you in a road that we can give you guidance to even say, hey, what are you doing today? What have you done for yourself today? And how can we figure this out for you? There are times, truthfully, that the situations are too big for us. We can't help them with just our wishes. But I can advise them, like, well, have you looked at this? Have you thought about that? Have you gone to seek some help from a pastor, a rabbi, a minister?
Oh, right. You give them some direction. Now, okay, hold that thought. Hear that music. One more commercial break coming up. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G talking to Women and Wishes, a dynamic organization that is there to help folks in need. You gotta love it.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? A Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. A Amerijet has the best all cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything I mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G. And this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're here with the women from Women and Wishes. And Jane, are you still with me?
I am.
And so I want to ask you, why do you do this?
I do it because I went to a meeting. I was looking for a networking group to be part of. A woman had advised that I go to Women and Wishes, and last year, right before they did their first major event, I was introduced to them. And I went to my first meeting, and that was it. And that was it. And I've been on the board of a lot of other organizations. I've been in a lot of fundraisers that are very well known. I still am active on a lot of other committees. This group of women were real. I saw what they were doing. I saw their love. I saw their absolute true desire to help women. They weren't there to talk with each other and have lunch and show each other their jewelry. They were there to raise money for women in the community that needed help. And I bought it. I bought it. I believed in it. And I was lucky enough that they asked me to be on the board. And I have been with them now for over a year, and it has been a blessing in my life. It has been a gift to be able to speak to these women, and a privilege that phone up, write on the website, meet me at Networkers and say, can you help me? To meet these women and have them in my life for a moment and turn around and be able to help them in any way that I can, as small as it can be, with the help of this organization that has worked day and night to get every penny that we have to help these women, has been a blessing and a gift. And I have to tell you that we have, in our organization, we're moving into another direction with, I know that you said you're going to get onto fundraising, but I'd like Jan, who is going to be handling our Wings of Distinction. It's a new program that we're introducing to women in, from Women in Wishes. I'd like her to speak about this if you have time to hear about that right now.
Oh, please, I'd love to hear it. It's great. You guys are doing my segues for me. Okay, this is awesome. So do I have Jan?
Yes, you do. It's Jan.
Hey, Jan, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you very much. I would like to tell everyone about our new circle, which is the Wings of Distinction. And this is a circle of very special men and women who will commit to a level of giving of $1,000 for the year, and they will be in our very, very special circle. They will get tickets to our events for free, inclusive of this donation, and the rest of it will be an in-kind donation. They will get a beautiful butterfly pin. For the women, it'll be a pin. For the men, it will be something for their lapel. And they can wear it proudly and support us in that way. And we're going to have a luncheon after the first of the year for our very first group of supporters.
Well, I just want to let you know that I would be very happy to donate any advertising in Nothing But Good News magazine, and certainly let folks know about your upcoming events. You just make sure you get me the information. It'll be on the air, so just so you know.
Oh, thank you. We most certainly will. We really appreciate your support And we are definitely of the mind to be giving from our hearts and to give back. Personally, I do this because I went through my own bump in the road about 9 years ago, and I made a vow that when I came through it, I would give back to others. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. So I'm very proud and happy to be a part of this.
That's awesome. But it's just great stuff. I mean, I can hear it. I can hear it in all your voices, people that just really care. It's what can I do? What can I do to make a difference for the women in my community as opposed to what can you do for me? And I will tell you, it's an extraordinary breath of fresh air. And so you will have my support, and you have my support, just to let you know. I'm really very proud of you and all of the work that you're doing. Now, we have just about 12 minutes before the end of the show. We have one more commercial break. That gives us 10 minutes. I want to make sure, who else do we want to make sure is on the air before we get to the end of the show? Or have I made the rounds?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you back to Kelly, who is our president and our leader. So she'll be after the break.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Well, hi there again. You've got quite an extraordinary group of women that you're working with, and so that must mean that you are an extraordinary woman because you've attracted these amazing ladies. So what do you want to make sure that folks hear about this organization and how they can help you out? We have about 10 minutes left in the show. What would you like folks to know?
Really important to me is we're always looking for even women who, just like the volunteers, that want to come and get more involved in the organization. And I always call the women when I ask them to come and they get involved with the organization, I always tell them, you're not just getting involved in the organization, but you're really becoming a family member. Because I take each one of them in and tell them that you're not just here to help other women, but I'm here to support you, and we are now a family together, and we all support each other, and it's we're not just granting wishes for other women, but we're actually, when you come into the family, you're actually, every single one of them has said to me, Kelly, thank God, bless you and everything, because you've actually granted a wish for me. And so I'm looking for more volunteers, other women who want to come and get involved and be a part of our family. They can go to the website or they can call me directly. My cell phone number is 754-245-1220. They can call me anytime they want.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Had a little bit of bump in the road there. We had a little bit of a technical piece, but I'm sure most of it made its way through. How can folks donate?
They can either go to our website, which is the www.womenandwishes.org, or they can call me directly. Anybody can call me anytime. My cell phone number is 754-245-1220.
And do you want to repeat that contact information, please?
The contact number again is www.womenandwishes.org, or they can contact me at 754-245-1220.
So when is your next big fundraiser? Is that the Diamonds and Dudes in the spring? Do you have anything before that? Wait a second. Wait just a second. You're going to answer the question after this commercial break. This is our last commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be gone for 2 minutes, but we'll be right back and listen in to how you can help Women in Wishes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores,
and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey there, Candy G here, and another hour as almost completely whizzed by. These are remarkable women. Now, before I get back to Kelly, I want to remind you that tomorrow night I am a speaker at the Global Teleclass. Just email me or go to my Facebook, and you will find out all the information. That's Candy G on Facebook or Candy G at CandyG.com. That's a K and two E's. And I also want to tell you, Thursday night I will be speaking for the Women of the Roundtable, another group of extraordinary women, and they are presenting a media cocktail roundtable. Well, they will have several of us from the media there that you can ask questions to and get all the information on how the media can help you. They're always amazing events, and that is at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club, and that's September 30, this Thursday at 6 p.m. I will see you there, and if you'd like more information, just go to thewomenoftheroundtable.com. So, Kelly, before we went to commercial break, you were saying?
Well, we were talking about our upcoming events, and we have socials that we do. Actually, my very good friend, Anna Vento with Events by Vento Designs, actually, she puts on the events for us, and you can go to our website to see any of the calendar of events. One of the other things I wanted to tell you is that we just started a chapter in Boston, and we're opening a chapter in Maryland also that we're very proud about, and wanted to see if anyone wants to open up a chapter in another state or another part of Florida. We welcome it, and we help them get transitioned through. So it's not just in the Broward, Palm Beach, and area that we do it. We also would like to have other people open chapters.
Yeah, it's some pretty exciting stuff. And I just, you know, what I see is I see a whole place today where there are a lot of people that really are banding together and saying, hey, what can we do together? And how can I reach out and help make a difference to you? And so I think that that is pretty exciting. And so with the last few minutes that we have, actually about five, we have about 5 minutes left, and this is for anybody on the board. What is it about this organization that you really want folks to know? What do you want to make sure people know before we get off the air today?
Hi, Candy. It's Elaine. I think the main thing that we want people to know is that we do have money to grant wishes. That would be one of the main things. The second thing we'd like for them to know is that we are looking for donations so that we can be able to grant those wishes. We would really like to see more people sign up for our Wings of Distinction. And if anything comes from this, we want people to know that we care. We're here not only to listen, but we're here to try and grant every wish that comes through our website. And we're here also because we want to be able to give you a chance to give back to your community.
That's awesome. Anyone else want to add to that for Elaine?
Yeah, hold on just a moment for Jane.
I think that it's very important for the ladies to know that it's a safe place to come to. I know that I'm saying that again, but there are a lot of people out there that are, they're sitting back, they're frightened, they're embarrassed. And we want them to know that they don't have to feel that way with us. We keep things private. Their name never has to go on anything if they're not comfortable with it. And there's another thing I'd like them to know, because a lot of them have said to me immediately, I'd like to give back, Jane. And I say to them, well, how lucky you are, because one of our things is, if we grant you a wish, we ask you to give back. We ask you to be involved with us, to do some volunteer work for us. And I have to tell you, Candy, that it does my heart proud, and I have goosebumps as I'm saying this. Every single woman has said to me before I've even asked them, I want to give back. No one's out there looking for a free ride. Most of these ladies are absolutely terrified, very nervous, very embarrassed, and I want them to know that they don't have to feel that way, and we'll do everything in our power to get them over this bump in a road.
That's some pretty exciting stuff. And so when's your next event? You have monthly events, correct?
Yes. I'm going to say again, the best thing to do is to go to our website, womeninwishes.org, check it out. You'll see pictures of events that we've done. You'll see upcoming events. You'll see areas that are, you know, the Boston area, what they're doing, the area, you know, our area down here, what we're going to be doing. There's a monthly calendar. They can sign up to come to an event right online. We welcome everybody. We have a lot of fun. This has been, you know, a wonderful way to come through. But I know a lot of this sounds serious, because it is, but we also have a good time. We laugh. We have a, you know, we share a coffee. We have a piece of cake, a piece of cheese. We're at beautiful venues. Gifts are given out. We have a lot of fun while we help these ladies. So we're hoping that they go to our website and find out when the new social will be, when the big events are happening, and whatever area we're servicing, because it will be on our site.
And I'm on your site now, and it's a great site. Some of these photos, you guys really are having a great time. This is really, really fun stuff.
No, you'll have to come. Come on. You'll be buying a ticket and meeting us all.
I'll come. I will. I'll come. Make sure I know when your next event is, because I would love to come out and see what I can do to help and really support you, because the truth is, at the end of the day, none of us are on an island unto ourselves, and we are meant, this lifetime, we are meant to help and support each other. And when somebody needs a helping hand, it's just an incredible way of expressing that universal thing that we're all supposed to do that starts with the L word. It is just about loving and caring about folks in the most amazing ways, and I see all of you women out there just living it and breathing it, and so I am, just like I said before, I'm humbled and proud to have you with me on Nothing But Good News Radio, and I'm excited about what you're doing.
Thank you. We thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. I'm going to put Kelly back on.
Hello.
Hi there, Kelly. Well, you've really done it. You've really created something pretty extraordinary. And when I listen to everyone in your group talk about it, they talk about it like it's theirs. They did this, and so that's pretty exciting.
Well, I always say to them, I just had the vision, but this isn't about me whatsoever. It's about getting the job done and helping other women and children, because a lot of it is it's not just about the women. The children are a big part of it, and when we see the looks on their faces, when we grant those wishes and the smiles on their faces, and we know that they have a bright future, we just feel so much better. And I'm really proud to be living in this community.
And so, you know, what I say to the entire listening audience out there is that one of the ways, you know, one of the reasons that I do Nothing But Good News Radio, and you heard me say it earlier, is to help folks get to that place of really living an impassioned, honest, integral life. And one way to do that is find some place where you can give. Find some place where you can give, because the truth is we are meant to live this life in service. And that is what it's about. It's about loving service. And I promise you that I know this is the truth. And so, ladies, I am so proud to have you here with me. This has been Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, this is your host, Candy G. We got lots and lots and lots of good stuff going on. I'll be right back here Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock live, and we've got some great guests coming up. Oh, mark this one on your calendar. Dee Wallace, the actress from E.T., is going to be on October 7th. Put that one on your calendar, because she's an amazing lady. Well, thank you again, Women in Wishes. Thank you again. This has been Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. And you know what I want you to do. Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.